Spike Lee's new movie, Mo Better Blues, opens this weekend. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Last summer, when Spike Lee's movie Do the Right Thing came out, a number of short-sighted critics predicted that it would jolt its audiences into violent action, even ignite race riots. No such fears this year. Lee's new movie barely keeps you awake. Mo Better Blues is his tribute to the world of jazz, and he's been using it to criticize what he calls the narrow vision of jazz films like Round Midnight and Bird, directed by white enthusiasts Bertrand Tavernier and Clint Eastwood. Well, Tavernier and Eastwood may have missed the boat here and there, but Lee's movie blubs to the bottom of the sea. It's a tidal wave of clichés and missed opportunities. Mo Better Blues is about a trumpeter named Bleak, played by Denzel Washington. Bleak has an inept manager, Giant, played by the diminutive Spike Lee. He has a good band and a steady gig, and he has two women, the stereotypical Madonna and Whore, played by Spike's sister, Joa Lee, and by a newcomer, Cinda Williams. From what we hear him play on stage, Bleak is not a particularly gifted musician, not nearly as good as his saxophonist, played by the brilliant Wesley Snipes. And from what we see of Bleak backstage, he's not a particularly likable guy. He's narcissistic, high-handed with his band, flirty but not kind to his women. In fact, he's redeemed only by Denzel Washington's intense electromagnetism. In this scene, Bleak is sporting with Joa Lee.
How you doing, baby? You looking good to me.
What happened to you, Bleak?
What happened to me?
You had me waiting out here for 20 years.
20? Oh, my watch must be going slow. It says 15 years, but I get it fixed. So how you doing? Baby, we should have been down the club. We was kicking butt. I mean, you should have been there.
Good. I'm glad it went well.
Well, I wish you were there.
You know how I feel about clubs.
No, how do you feel about clubs? I meant to ask you that.
All that smoke.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'd rather sit at home and listen to your records. I mean, bother about other people. It's not my thing, you know?
What are you talking about?
I mean, what am I talking about?
No, not what are you talking about. What are you saying?
What am I saying?
What are you really saying?
Okay, be specific.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I'm saying that I love your music, but I don't like sitting up in some club.
That's all you're saying?
That's all I'm saying.
You're not saying that you're upset because I'm late or something like that?
No, I'm not saying that. That's something different.
I see.
Okay?
Well,
like that one, the movie's best scenes are jivey and largely improvised. They don't go anywhere, but they do have an infectious rhythm. But the jive is almost the only touch of authenticity in the movie. As in Do the Right Thing, whose characters inhabited a strangely cleaned-up Bedford-Stuyvesant, the jazz world of Mo Better Blues is bright, sunny, drug-free. The players live in capacious lofts and perform in big, opulent nightclubs. And the only tough questions seem to be, which girl do you choose? Oh yeah, and which is more important, art or love? To Bleak, of course, art always wins. But late in the movie, when Bleak loses his ability to play, Lee concocts a laughable whirlwind montage of the next 8 years of Bleak's life, in which we discover that losing his art has made Bleak a better man, able to love and marry happily. How he manages to pay the rent, we'll never know. Mo Better Blues has its strengths. Ernest Dickerson's cinematography is lush and evocative, and Lee is always good at finding imaginative ways to move his camera. But it also has moments that are unforgivable, especially the ones involving the club owners Josh and Mo Flatbush, who are portrayed as stock Jewish money grubbers in what must be the most flagrantly anti-Semitic passages the movies have seen in decades. At its best, Mo Better Blues is agreeably messy, but at its worst, it's downright repugnant.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.